Well, I can't tell. I didn't really get a very good look. It all happened pretty fast. Listen, MacGyver. I called you in on this because, frankly, I have a million things to do and very little time to do them in. Yes, Helen. Send him in. Yeah, he's a high-level watchdog. I've crossed paths with him before. The DXS called earlier today and insisted that we see him. Paul Stams, MacGyver, he's working with us. So, what can I do for you? The DXS refused. My board agreed to help, so we have no obligation to tell anybody anything. Well, now, what is that supposed to mean? And? Stop right there. Now, let me set this record straight, all right? I first met Samantha Laura over 20 years ago, when I'd first been divorced, and she helped me over a very rough period in my life. And we became close, very good friends, and I am eternally grateful to her. Now, do you have any more questions about why she might have called me personally?
Yeah.
What's going on with your eyes?
What do you mean?
Well, I've been watching you bump into things. You came out here for apple juice, and that's orange juice. Hey. What's going on?
It's my peripheral vision.
How bad is it?
Pretty bad. It's the real reason that I called you in when things fell apart at the railroad station. MacGyver, I have glaucoma.
Well, that's treatable, isn't it?
Yeah. But mine is complicated. I have advanced nerve damage. Very advanced. It's a little bit like looking down a tunnel with very little light at the end. And I have a lot of trouble with either too much or too little light anywhere. I let it go too long.
Why?
Why? Because I'm stubborn. And you want to know why? Denial. I couldn't believe that it was happening to me.
So what's the prognosis here?
Well, I'm being treated and there is a surgery. But I could lose my sight. MacGyver, it's very important to me that you help us on this. For her. Samantha has enough to worry about. Okay?
Yeah,
I couldn't protect her. I couldn't do my job. They just took her. I was useless.
Don't, Pete.
If they hurt her, I'll never forgive myself.
I said stop it. It wasn't your fault. Now, who took her?
Stams. He's running his own little DXS. Samantha, I'm sorry. This is all my fault.
There was nothing you could do.
Yeah, you're right. There was nothing I could do. You are way over the line, Stams. The DXS is gonna find you out. Easy, easy.
MacGyver!
Oh, my hands! The flash blinded me. I can't see.
It's just a little to your right, Pete.
MacGyver! MacGyver! I can't close my hands.
Is there anything I can do?
No! Nothing. There's no time. Those guys don't see this place go up in flames. They'll be back. Let's get Samantha untied. Take my arm. Come on. Come on. She's right here.
I got her. You all right?
Yeah.
Now what?
I'm fine. Where is he?
Where'd he go? That means they're gonna ram the door.
What are we gonna do?
You're gonna drive a GPU tug, Pete.
I'm gonna drive.
Yeah, but get the seat.
What about Samantha?
We need cable cutters. She's gotta find them. Pete, I'll be your eyes. You be my hands.
Okay, I'll try. What do? I thought you said to turn left.
I told you to stop. Pete, you got to listen to me.
I did listen to you. You gave me the wrong order.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. All right, come on. Let's go back to square one. What do you want me to do?
Now what do we do?
Did we do it?
Good luck to you. I am going to have the surgery.
I'd make you a deal. I will survive my presidency. You will triumph in your operation. And come to see me.
It's a deal.
So what'd they say?
I'm gonna heal.
Okay to ride with you?
I'd like that.
So, wanna go bowling?